Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One more hour to go on a FanFan Football Friday. Thank you for waking up with us here on your home of America's team, Mickey Spagnola. Does he think Taco's going to play now that Miami has picked him up? Cowboys, Dolphins pregame Sunday at 9 a.m. with RJ and Ari Temkin, and then kickoff at noon with Brad and Babe. Crosstalk with the Ben and Skin Show at 9:40. Would you have rather Ryan Fitzpatrick or Josh Rosen? 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Josh Rosen is the new quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. He got garbage time play in the first 2 weeks. Not good. I'm happy for the Cowboys' sake. Well, I'm happy on two fronts. Yeah. One, much more entertaining to see a new quarterback. We've seen Ryan Fitzpatrick, whatever, facial hair, wearing wedding ring, seen it, over it, get it to the side. Let's get a new kid in there. Let's find out what Josh Rosen has. And I think because of that newness, and he's still hopefully scarred from Arizona, I think this is good for Dallas. I'd prefer Rosen over Fitzpatrick.
Definitely good. Definitely good for the Cowboys. Even if it wasn't good for them, I'm so confident they're going to win the game regardless. I still wanted him in, even if it means it's going to be a closer game. Because, Ryan Fitzpatrick, bless his heart, did all he could for a guy from Harvard in the seventh round. He's had a good career. But we know what Ryan Fitzpatrick is. We've seen the Ryan Fitzpatrick. I know how the book ends on Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yep. Okay,
we all know. He wears his wedding ring and he screams when he high-pitched wail, right? When he scores a touchdown that he had in Buffalo.
What's he do?
Remember that? Ah! He had that really, really, really high-pitched scream when he scored a touchdown once. It was funny. But I know how the story ends. The Josh Rosen story, I want to see it. I want to see Josh Rosen play.
Yeah, the best thing about this is it doesn't really feel like it matters. The history of these two quarterbacks is that both of them struggle heavily when they don't have weapons to throw to. They don't have a realistic running game. Their offensive line is horrible, and their defense has given up more than 40 points in back-to-back weeks. I don't think either of them have much of a chance to do anything against the Cowboys here, so it's really about how bad is it going to be. I like the fact that it's Rosen because at least we get to have our eyes on a young quarterback and that aspect of the game. If nothing else, we can say, oh, we'll take something away from his development as a young quarterback, whereas Ryan Fitzpatrick, we all know that if he went out to pasture at the end of the season, no one would miss him.
I watched. I went back and watched the detail segment from Peyton Manning on Josh Rosen yesterday, last night, because I'm a total loser. but I'm a Peyton super fan. And these are some of the notes that I took down on Peyton. This was the first game that Rosen played. It was a road game at Minnesota. Not the easiest place to make your start, right? And he said some of the things that he pointed out. Footwork is great. Pocket awareness is really good. He keeps his eyes downfield, not the defensive lineman. He moves in the pocket well, feeling the pressure. His throws, the perfect example of Josh Rosen's throws are the coaches on the sideline going, no, 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 yes, yes, good throw. Like, that's Josh Rosen. No, don't throw it there. Wrong read. Oh, man, good throw. He makes bad decisions. He keeps both hands on the football, so he's hard to strip. That's kind of key. He's aggressive as a quarterback. His arm is really good. His throws are really good, but his decisions are bad. He doesn't know how to read unique defenses just yet. At least then he didn't. Now maybe he has now. This is from last year. And then the one thing that he noticed is that he doesn't repeat mistakes that he's made early in games. If he makes a mistake early in games, he's smart enough not to repeat it. So that's just some of the stuff I took away. It was a 30-minute thing. It's pretty good. I mean, you know, but it's Josh's first game.
Good scouting report. So we will preview it more with Mickey Spagnola. Josh Rosen is the new QB. And Taco Charlton is a member of the Dolphins. We all picked the Cowboys in a blowout. I'm not taking the Cowboys in the points. I'm going 35-13. The spread right now is 22.5, so I'm going to pick the Cowboys by 22. Roy is picking them to win by more than 22.5, and yours was what?
41-17, so 24 points, so barely more, but more.
All right, so Choppy and Roy, Cowboys with the points. First time I'm going Cowboys, but not with the points.
And you're the only one that's undefeated. I mean, like I think I've been wrong both times.
Well, we picked the Cowboys to win, but just with the points.
Right, with the spread, absolutely.
All right, so the update on Jalen Ramsey, he played last night. I didn't understand that decision from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, there's one way to justify it, I guess. You think you can still be alive in the South. So Jacksonville wins. They're 1-2. Tennessee is 1-2. And now we have this report from Ian Rappaport. The Jags owner would be willing to pay Jalen Ramsey and make him the highest paid corner in the NFL as soon as he possibly can. So let me ask you guys, if today Jalen Ramsey gets the offer from Shad Khan, the real mustache in Jacksonville. Yeah. How have they not done a Shad Khan side-by-side with Gardner Minshew, by the way? If Ramsey gets $16 million a year put on his desk today, does he sign it?
Yeah, $16 million.
Let me make it actually $17.
Yes.
Let's go right in the middle, right? Because the top corner makes $15 a year. We're all guessing that Jalen Ramsey tries to take this to the high wide receiver money. So that 16 maybe is too low, that he argues for 17. Maybe he asks for 19 to get 17 or 18. Let's make it 17. $17 million a year for Jalen Ramsey from Jacksonville. Does he sign it?
Why wouldn't he?
Because he wants to win. He's ticked off. He said the real reason he's trying to get out is we know that money is way up there, but he said it's because of insults from the front office. So maybe there's a bridge burn with Tom Coughlin. Maybe the bridge gets repaired if $17 million a year is given to him and makes him the highest paid corner in the league.
I think you can repair some infrastructure with $17 million a year.
Yeah.
All right.
Or do you try to get out, go to a better spot, and get your money? Because whoever is trading for you, you have to think and assume is giving you that new deal.
Yeah, he's made his name. Like, he's a Florida – like, he's not a Florida guy. He played at Florida State, but he's not a Florida – like, he's from Nashville. That's kind of why the Titans were initially thought of on his list. But everything about this guy right now screams Florida. I don't know that he wants to leave. That's where his fan base is. Like, his fan
– Well, no, he gave his two other options.
Yeah.
He said in a podcast a few weeks ago he would want to go to the Titans or the Raiders. Isn't his roots Tennessee?
Yeah, he's from Nashville. Yeah, he's from Nashville.
So Titans or Raiders.
Right.
In Vegas.
In Vegas, absolutely. Now, we all know why Vegas. Vegas is great, right? But Nashville, that's where he's from like, you know, right outside of Nashville. So, but his fame is Florida, Florida State, Jacksonville. That's where his fan base is. If you give me $17 million, if I'm Jalen Ramsey, I'm the highest paid, I reset the market, I'm with my boys, okay? He loves his teammates. They love him. Yeah, I would stay. And we all know Tom Coughlin ain't long for that job.
I don't necessarily think signing a deal would guarantee that he would stay. I could see him signing the deal and then still saying, I want out. And it's the same process. He got his money, and then a team goes, well, we would have signed this deal for you anyway, so we'll trade what we would have traded for you last offseason. If he has the deal in front of him, Sean, he's an idiot if he doesn't sign it, truthfully. If he has a $17 million offer, and we're not saying he does, but if he did have one, he should sign it immediately, regardless of what he potentially wants, whether he wants to stay in Jacksonville or not, because he could still orchestrate the same thing going forward. The question is, though, would it help relationship? I don't think it would.
Yeah, but he's not going to sign it and then ask out immediately after. It is a new era.
I mean, wouldn't it be the same thing, though? Like, wouldn't it, if he signed the deal, someone would still say, well, we'll give you a one and blank for Jalen Ramsey. Like, the deal would be relatively the same because they were going to sign that deal with Jalen.
Listen to me.
If they traded for him.
Listen to me. He's not signing with Jacksonville and then demanding a trade within the same year.
Nope.
That's not happening. I'll give you whatever odds you want. It's never happened that I can recall in the history of sports. Now, this is a new era of player movement, so guys are coming up with brand new requests.
Antonio Brown just did it.
Yeah, and he lost $15 million.
No doubt, but I mean, he did orchestrate his way out in less than one offseason after signing an extension with the team.
Right, but also don't forget, he was traded there. Like, he didn't choose to go there.
Yeah.
He didn't choose to go to Oakland.
The reason Jalen Ramsey could turn down $17 million is his agent is doing the legwork right now of calling other teams and saying, do you want him? And are you going to give him the contract? If you're not going to give him the contract, we are going to reject going there. So you can get to a better situation with the already known information that they're going to give you the deal that you're looking for. So is Jacksonville going to win anytime soon? Probably not big time. With their quarterback situation. So Jalen Ramsey is going to get paid.
Oh, he's
going to
get paid wherever he goes. He knows that.
Yeah, so he doesn't have to accept 17 from Jacksonville.
No, because he might get 20 from New England or from whoever. Yeah, but the other thing is, when players demand trades, isn't more often than not it about money anyway? If he's already getting his money, will that make him less? I think it's less apt to demand a trade.
Sure.
It's not necessarily about, I mean, guys want to win, yes, but they want to make money too. And if they can guarantee themselves to make money here, I'll stay.
877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex. And then we have to get into, did Bill Belichick really do this to Antonio Brown?
From the 214, it's pretty obvious Jalen Ramsey does not care about winning. The two teams he requested to play for are the Titans and the Raiders. That's a fair point.
Fair point.
He must not care about winning that much.
Very good point. Yesterday, Antonio Brown spoke with the media for the first time since signing with the Patriots, and everyone is giving props to Bill Belichick for reprogramming AB. 1 minute long, four questions.
Is everything all right with you in the league? Are you in good standing? I'm
super grateful to be here to play for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You know, I got a lot of the offense to learn and catch up. But I'm excited and grateful to be here and to be a part of these guys.
Antonio, what's it been like working with Tom?
It's been a tremendous honor. He's been here a long time, a lot of details, a lot of work ethic, a great guy to be around and just inspire everyone here.
How's the process been to kind of get used to everything as everything's going on in your life?
Well, it's football, you know. I'm grateful to play football. Every time you walk in the doors here, you know, be your best for the team. So every time I walk in here, I just want to make sure that I'm preparing to give these guys my best.
Antonio, what have you heard from the league, if anything, about your availability before?
I appreciate that question. You know, I'm just here to just focus on ball and look forward to getting out there in the home stadium and being with the team.
All the attitude, all the swag sucked right out of Antonio Brown.
He was broke in less than 2 weeks. He was broken down and he was built back up as a robot in less than 2 weeks. With the help of a PR staff that allows a grand total of four questions.
Yeah.
And 1 minute of interview time. He said absolutely nothing. He gave nothing. He appreciated the question. He was polite.
Yeah.
He was polite and rude at the same time.
Yeah.
You know you are a member of the New England Patriots when you can be polite and rude at the same time.
More Antonio Brown news coming out. Yesterday, Nike told the Boston Globe he no longer represents us. So this is Nike joining Pizza Hut, Campbell's Soup, and Zenith Helmets as deals that have ended with Antonio Brown. And then more text messages from his accuser in the sexual assault allegations, where she has shared messages to Sports Illustrated of a group text of Antonio with the girl and some of his buddies on it. Antonio texting his buddies, do some research into this girl and her family. Here are photos of her kids. Ugh. So people are trying to say that this is an intimidation tactic from Antonio.
Oh, classic, right? That totally is. I don't remember Antonio on a Pizza Hut commercial.
Do you? He's doing the dancing. He's in the living room and he does like a little shuffle or a dance.
Okay.
Remember he goes full Fortnite?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. I remember that one now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Rest of the league, by the way, and I'm surprised. It wouldn't shock me if they put him on the exempt list today or tomorrow. Like the smoke is billowing. Smoke billows, doesn't it?
Smoke billows. I think it does.
Yeah, it's what Catholics do when they're making an announcement.
Oh, right.
Well,
that's not a bad thing.
That's a Pope death joke right there.
Yeah, with the,
that's
when
what
the,
that is.
When the white smoke is the billowing, they're Pope announcing joke. A new Pope.
Are we missing the generational matchup Sunday while the Cowboys are playing the Dolphins here on the Fan? Chiefs, Ravens at Arrowhead. Will this be Lamar Jackson for real in judging him, or you still can't do it with the Kansas City defense? Guess the over-under and the spread.
I will guess the spread is 6.5.
5.5, Kansas City.
Oh, God. How did I not put that in the degenerate Chiefs all day? Over-under 52.
52.5. Nailed it. Other noon games. Broncos at Packers. Falcons at Colts. Raiders at Vikings. Jets at Patriots. New England by 22 right now. Lions at Eagles. 3 o'clock games. Panthers at Cardinals. Giants at Buccaneers. Texans at Chargers. Steelers at San Fran. Saints at Seahawks. Sunday Night Football. Rams at Browns. Sign me up. And Monday Night Bears at Redskins.
That's a good, good Sunday Night Football game. Look, I think the Chiefs are going to run away with this one. I don't know how you feel about it. I don't know what to make of Baltimore yet. I mean, they literally play the two worst teams in the NFL, or two of the five worst.
Same as us.
Yeah, but Miami and Arizona are worse than the Giants and Red. They're bad. Giants and Redskins, but they're not as bad as Arizona and Miami.
Is Taco going to get his revenge against us on Sunday?
We'll find out.
Mickey Spagnola previewing Miami, then Crosstalk with Bennett Skin next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Crosstalk with the Ben and Skin Show. If you missed Roy and National Talk Like a Pirate Day, probably the highlight of the show. We'll replay it for you at 9:40 with Ben and Skin and get their advice on turning 40 since it is the birthday of RJ Choppy. Cowboys Dolphins, 9 a.m. Sunday pregame here on The Fan. Kickoff at noon. Mickey Spagnola brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. And Jerry Jones is going to be joining Ben and Skin at 10:30 this morning. Mickey, do you remember turning 40?
I do.
And did life change?
No, but the next morning I had to fly first thing to Washington, D.C. for a Cowboys game, and I was a hurting turkey.
Oh, so you partied.
Yeah.
Was it a Dale Hansen-esque celebration?
You know what? He was at it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shocker.
So you've never had a Mick life crisis where, like,
no.
You know, the sports car like and the That's convertible or the new an earring, nothing.
No, actually,
like that.
40 was good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the next couple of decades, you might slow down a little, but yeah, 40 was still good.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what happens with birthdays too? I've noticed is you don't really feel any different, but people look at you differently. Like when they find out you're 40 or you're 50, you know, oh, my, that's getting old.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Mike.
I tell people, well, just wait till you get there, and then, you know, you'll have a different opinion.
How surprised were you that the Dolphins claimed Taco off waivers?
Yeah, that was pretty funny, actually. And here's what's surprising is, so I'm looking at their depth chart, right? They play a 3-4 defense.
Ooh.
So I guess he's designated pass rusher, right? Because he's certainly not a 3-4 defensive end.
Uh-uh.
He'll get crushed in there. And I don't know that, you know, and I don't know how they play their defense or what their philosophy is when they're in base, but he certainly, I don't think, has the ability to be a stand-up outside linebacker unless you're just putting him on the line of scrimmage every time.
True, but if I remember right with New England, I mean, they technically were a 3-4, but they played a hybrid so much, and it was all over the map. It may not be a strict, normal 3-4 that we're used to.
Yeah, and again, with everybody going so much 3-wide, you're usually got 4 down linemen when you go to nickel, right?
Yep.
But the other thing is so in that same draft, they were picking about, I want to say, 6 spots maybe before the Cowboys, and they took Charles Harris, the defensive end from Missouri. And he's kind of their starting outside 3-4 linebacker. But I was reading some stuff that they were kind of interested in him, but decided to go with Harris, and they're not real happy with him either. So I think they just looked at it as, you know what, here's a really cheap option for us to have control over him. And the guarantee after taking off the Cowboys two games, what they paid him is really like $1.6 million. So it was kind of a cheap look to bring in a guy that was a former first-round pick. And I think that first-round pick probably stuck in their mind. And reading, you know, all the stories in the South Florida papers, it was like, yeah, they kept pointing out first-round pick. And I'm going, okay, yeah, he was a first-round pick, but sure didn't play like one. You think he plays?
That was my question.
That was your next question?
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't, because you know what the weird thing is so he wouldn't have found out that he got claimed until 3 o'clock yesterday. So I guess you can get on a first flight and get to Florida in time to practice today. I was thinking they might just tell him, hey, you know what? Just drive to the stadium. We'll pick you up and take you back. Stay in Dallas.
Right.
No, I mean, that's a lot of travel if he's not going
to
play.
How much scheme would he have to know?
You know what? And like I said, you know, they could just say, you know, okay, we're going nickel, just rush the quarterback. You know, don't worry about anything else. You just, there's the quarterback, go get him. Don't just make it real simple. And I assume he would be on the right side. So I would imagine Tyron Smith would be licking his chops.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so bad it might
that
not
was a
matter.
Huge mismatch in training camps when they would go up against each other. Taco might say, no, wait, I don't think I'm ready to play.
Did Taco have a lot of buddies in the locker room? Did he have his own clique, the Hot Boys?
Yeah, it was kind of hard to tell. You know, when they first started that Hot Boys stuff, I mean, he was kind of in the middle of it because he was starting at that time. But then after, you know, he had the shoulder injury. He missed a couple games. Then he was inactive after he got back. Yeah, I don't know. He was kind of by himself, it seemed like, quite some time. I mean, he was inactive five of the last eight Cowboys regular season games,
ooh,
counting the two this year. So, yeah, it was kind of strange. So I don't know who he hung out with. And then when you start ostracizing yourself about wanting out and everything, I don't know how well that goes over in the locker room. I don't know if guys are pulling for you or they're looking at you, what, you don't want to work with us? So, yeah, that's the kind of the strange thing.
Mickey Spagnuolo here on The Fan. Would you have rather seen Ryan Fitzpatrick or what we're getting in Josh Rosen?
Oh, boy, that's a good one.
That's what I do, Mickey.
Here's the only thing I worry about Fitzpatrick is we've seen him do something, right? We've seen him throw for 400 yards.
Yeah.
You never know when that might erupt. Although he certainly hadn't been very good. His quarterback rating over the first two games was 39.9, and he was only completing 50% of his passes. With Rosen, you know, I don't know how much you have to change from a defensive strategy. That might give him some help. But, you know, he's played in both of the games that they've had, 8 for 21 for 102 yards and a quarterback rating of 14.5. So I don't know if it makes any difference, does it?
Yeah, I mean, I saw two plays where they were just perfect passes. The wide receivers dropped, could have been touchdowns. But
right.
Other than that, I mean, it's been a whole lot of blah. You know, Roy posed this question to us. Is there anything good that can happen this weekend, like from this Cowboys? Like, what good comes from this game? We're not going to learn anything about them. The only thing that can happen here
is you fall on your face. Right.
It's bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. Because if you win, it's like, oh, ho, hum. All right. Big deal. I guess if you get through the game without suffering any more injuries.
How are we with the injuries?
Yeah. You know, and I don't know how much that kind of equalizes everything, but. Look, they're going to be without Tyrone Crawford. I would say we know no Michael Gallup, probably no Antoine Woods. I think Xavier Woods at this point is a maybe, and I would think Tavon Austin is doubtful. So, you know, that kind of – I don't know if that equals the playing field, but you're without, you know, four starters and one guy that was your starting punt returner. So, yeah, that makes a little bit of difference. And now you've got to check out, you know, how deep your depth is. You keep talking about depth, and it's like, okay, you know, let Devin Smith step up. Christian Covington, Darian Thompson, if Woods can't go, you know, we're going to get to see them. And then you got to have somebody. I guess it's good that Quinn's there, but again, how many snaps is he going to get? 30?
Right.
So, you know, you're going to see more of, you know, Dorrance Armstrong, Joe Jackson, Kerry Hyder, you know, and those guys haven't really been, you know, standing out when they're in their rotation in the first two games. And I don't know if without Michael Gallup, if they go too wide in this game, if Cobb might be the second wide receiver and just share it with Devin Smith. And if he's playing more snaps, maybe he's not returning punts. So now Cedric Wilson is out there, who played his first NFL game last week. So, you start thinking and go, okay, and then what if I get one injury at one of those positions? Now where am I at? And I think that's the concern with depth. It's great to have the next guy up, but how about the next to the next guy up if something happens? So, yeah, that causes a little bit of a concern going into the game. But, you know, it's like I'm watching games. Miami can't run the ball. And I watched that game last night. Jacksonville, okay, fine, they won. But they ran for 88 yards, and 69 came on one run.
Right.
It's like when you look at, you know, and I know how we, you know, we look at the Cowboys and we pick at what they do and how they do it and everything. And you look at these other teams when you get a chance to watch other games, and it's like, my gosh, these offensive lines are terrible.
Yes.
Right?
Mariota got murdered. Mm.
He didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
Did you guys grow a mustache today for Gardner Minshew?
What is the official pick?
Well, I don't know. I this is one of those that you should take it off the board, right? How about like 34-9 or something?
34-9.
They're averaging 33 points a game right now. So okay. I'll go 34, and you know, you never know.
That would cover the spread.
It would cover the spread, but it would really make Miami's defensive points allowed average look good.
Yeah, that would help them out too, right? Yeah, it's just so I can't sit here and say they're going to score 49 points, you know? I don't know about you guys. What did you do?
I went 35-13.
Okay.
So and I went, kind of in that range.
And I went 41-17.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, everybody thinks they're going to score 50, right?
Let's just get a W.
Yeah, just get in, no injuries, get out, and get ready for the Saints, right?
3-0. Thank you, Mickey.
Okay, see you guys.
Mickey Spagnuolo, part of the Cowboys pregame show Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We have ratings from last night. Troy, guess the rating for Jacksonville, Tennessee. NFL Network, not regular Fox, right?
Right.
No, it was the NFL Network, so that's going to affect some people and their cable provider while also affecting people that don't want to vomit on themselves. So I'm going to get something like a 6-7.
I will go with an 8-7.
Okay. 6-7, 8-7. It peaked at a 6-5. And it settled in at a 4. The peak was at 8:30. Okay, so what, halftime, just before halftime?
Yeah.
The regular was a 4.7.
Oh, my God.
Bad game, NFL Network only. Like Troy said, cable provider, I don't have NFL Network. I have AT&T UVerse. I don't have NFL Network.
Yes. Yeah, you had someone to twist your arm to tell you to go to a bar to watch that.
That's right.
Do you have the rating for what might have been easily the game of the night, but what may end up being the best college football game of the extended weekend? Do you not have Tulane and Houston?
I do not. I just got sent to me the NFL Network.
Dang it.
So 4.5?
4.7, yeah.
4.7. All right, when we come back, Ben and Skin's advice for RJ turning 40 today. And if you missed the audio, Roy celebrating National Talk Like a Pirate Day, looking for the hidden treasure chicken sandwich. Don't miss it. Crosstalk with Ben and Skin next. In resort. Crosstalk with Ben and Skin on a Fan Football Friday. Jerry Jones is coming up with the fellas at 10:30 this morning. What else is coming up, Ben Rogers?
Man, it's crazy. It's like, what else matters? It's Jerry Day, right?
Yes.
I know why you asked the question. It's a great question. Thank you for allowing us to promote the show. But we'll have Jerry on at 10:30. We got so much to talk to him about. Are there too many holding calls? Why didn't it work with Taco? Robert Quinn's now playing. Do we get into the anthem stuff with Jerry? I don't know. I mean, there's a million different angles. So at 10:30, don't miss Jerry Jones, and I'm sure we'll be getting back into that throughout the presentation. I loved the conversation you guys were having about Francesa and his radio show with the Giants. It was Shermer, right? He had a weekly show with Shermer. And it's something that people don't understand. They're like, hey, you get the coach on. This is the fans' chance. I'm talking about Cowboy fans. Their chance to beat the hell out of him and call him to the carpet and tell him he sucks, you guys, or else you're soft, you're pansies. And that is the worst take ever. It's the least understanding of what we do professionally. They, as you guys said, these guests are, it's like having somebody over to your house. And we have to have them come back again. Oh, you're selling out, man, because Jerry told you not to be. No, it's not. It's not how it works. And so I just love that whole conversation.
Yeah, and Pat Shermer canceled with Francesa weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Eli canceled before the season. Now Eli knew he was probably going to get benched. And then Pat Shermer canceled his weekly appearance. Is that the Giants station?
That's a good question. I don't know. Okay. I don't know that. But, you know, it's like it's.
And Dave Gettleman, the GM, Francesa, did not go to Giants camp for the first time in his career because Gettleman, the GM, did not agree for a sit-down interview. So you can burn bridges.
Yeah.
Jason Garrett doesn't give us barely any gold. We all know that. It's still good to have the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys on every single Monday morning and Jerry Jones on twice a week.
Yeah. And by the way, I totally get Francesa doing it. I think Francesa should do that because, quite frankly, he has nothing else left. He doesn't put in any work. He doesn't try.
He doesn't have anything to lose.
He doesn't have anything to lose. He's rich. He's not out there trying to put great content out there. So the easiest thing to do is to go on the air and be an ass.
Yeah.
So if you have nothing left, you just do that.
And up there, he probably looks better today than he has in a long time.
Right.
Fans up there will eat this crap up.
Oh, no.
We'd all be fired.
If we told Jason.
Yeah, we'd be fired.
If we told Jason, Spittle just walked by the way. He's the one who has to deal with all this. But if we told Jason, you're this boring robot, why don't you show a personality? How can your family think you're any fun? And yeah, we can get a 12-hour high out of it, and we'll get some tolos who give us props. Like, yeah, you finally told him he sucks. That's not a smart play long term.
What's the benefit of that? Who does that benefit?
Right.
Who get long term? Let's look beyond the 6 hours.
Benefits Jason that he doesn't have to come on and do it every Monday.
Right. There's no benefit to going on the air and burning down a bridge.
No.
Who gets the benefit of that?
It potentially benefits and boosts the host's ego if you're that kind of host.
For a couple of days. Then what?
But like I said to Sean, you know, you don't invite somebody to your house to be a guest in your home just to pick a fight with them.
Yeah, you do, unless you're soft.
Yeah.
You don't have the balls to invite them to your home and tell them they suck.
When you invite people over, you're supposed to spank your kids and show them you're a man.
Here's the thing I would suggest all the people that are texting that in. They can apply it to their own life. So what you do is, whatever your job is, go to a client of your company and go insult the client. See how that works out for you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you want, right? You go tell the client the truth. You go tell the client what a dumbass they are. And then you can see where that gets you, if that's the mentality.
Unless you're soft and you're scared to do
it. That's a good point.
If you're soft and you won't tell your company's client that they suck, well, then you're soft.
Yeah. I like the mentality, too, that if you don't think like I think, you're not real. My opinion's the real opinion. Everyone else is fake.
One hundo. So yesterday was National Talk Like a Pirate Day. It is probably Roy's best bit. And he decided to go on a hunt, a drive-through hunt at an unnamed place that had a very famous chicken sandwich.
Yeah, they did. Skin, you cover the Mavericks. What's the name of the guy that played in the 90s and the early 2000s, Murray State?
I don't remember forward. Popeye Jones.
Oh, that may be relevant to the conversation. Roy was at whatever that place was called looking for that sandwich on Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Thank you for choosing. How may I help you?
Ahoy! Tis I, Captain Roy. I've sailed the seven seas, come flying me blackjack, to warn you hornswogglers that be withholding me booty of delicious poultry. Arrgh!
I'm ready when you are.
Arrgh, yarr. Oh, no. I warn ye, ma'am, I've come to claim the delicious chicken sandwich that you have hauled and withheld from me.
I'm sorry, we are out.
Arr, what? I warn ye, The bounty I place on the head of ye landlubbers is as priceless as the lone pickle and the chicken sandwich doubloon. This be your last chance. I'll give no quarter to any man or woman who would deny me my prize.
He wants the poultry, not the parrot.
He wants so the poultry, good. Not the parrot. But she's not playing along at first. She's like, I'm ready when you are.
Yeah.
And then we got a little laugh at her.
Good giggle in there.
Good giggle in there.
My wife says that in the exact same tone.
The pickle?
Ready when you are.
Ready when you are.
Part two. And this is my favorite, when Roy has to give a regular old fast food order as Pirate Roy.
Are ye really telling me that ye are out of the wee sand we?
Yes, sir.
Arr! I guess I'll have to drown me sorrows when I open up me bunghole. Arr!
It's a pirate town.
Let me instead get a three-piece combo, please. Mild.
Which pieces on the chicken?
Two drummies and a wing.
What side item?
Mashed potatoes.
With the gravy.
Anything else for you?
That'll do. Land ho!
Yes.
Oh, this is best work.
That might be his best work.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Got to be G-Bag of the Day nominee.
Yeah.
So he knew exactly what he really wanted when he pulled up, because that's also a meal for Roy. It's a bit, but he does get a great meal out of it.
I love that he went ahead and made his order.
Yeah.
Roy's biggest his biggest worry and all that is not the embarrassment. It's getting the expense back for the meal he has
there
to
you
order.
Go.
You can't just power through the drive-thru after putting that poor girl through that.
Nope. You got to get an expense. He definitely is going to expense that, too. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
And it'll get rejected.
Yeah. That's when the boss guilts you and goes in his own pocket slowly and goes, here, if it's really about the money. And then you feel guilty, and then the company gets to make 10 bucks off you.
What was this $4.18 charge? I mean, how are we ever going to get this through?
All right. What was your 40th birthday like? Was that, you know, a depressing day, midlife crisis day? I think RJ has already bought a guitar off of you.
I did. No, someone played it.
No piercings. Was 40 like an emotional moment?
You sure RJ has no piercings? I'd be willing to bet money he's got piercings.
Because you guys are both 47.
Don't
look
at it.
Confirm or deny that.
Nope. Yeah.
Might be the other side of that. But I would say this. It really wasn't that depressing at the time. It's depressing now as I look back on it. It's all incredibly depressing. But I always feel like, hey, man, 40 is the new 30 and 50 is the new 40. And when it's you going through it, you're like, man, I don't feel that old. Time flies. And when I remember being younger thinking, damn, 40 is like next to the graveyard.
Here's the depressing part for me. I don't remember my 40th birthday, and it's not because it was kick ass or, you know, I went hard. It's because I remember everything from my 20s and nothing after that. Like, you remember the older stuff, and now my memory sucks.
Yeah.
But I do remember my 25th birthday being really daunting and depressing because we were unemployed rappers without college degrees. And so back during that time period, like, there weren't 25-year-old rappers. All the 25-year-old rappers were washed up. So it was like, whoa, really got to figure out what's next because I have slammed into a wall where there is no opportunity.
Wow.
But you guys don't act like you're old, though. It's, you know, skin is out with different craft beers every single weekend. Ben gets every new toy that's out there.
New iPhone out today, by the way.
New iPhone out.
Dude, the 11 cameras.
Go to just go to Ben's social media account, and you'll see a litany of 20-year-olds giving Ben props for his kicks.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? So he definitely stays young with the footwear.
I'll say this. Like today, shaving my beard, working on little beard work as I came in, and there's a lot of gray. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of gray.
Happens in the beard first, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of gray.
But RJ has a fear of aging. Like his biggest fear is growing old by yourself, right?
Old, alone. I don't want to be the alone, old, grumpy man. I don't want to be that. And I don't want to be broke. Broken old might be the worst, biggest fear of my life. Like, oh my God, where am I going to retire at?
Yeah.
I'm working towards retirement. Like, that's the goal for me. I have to retire and I got to be able to have money to retire. Like, I don't want to work. I don't want to be the guy working at the sporting goods store in the gun rack at 83 years old, you know, trying to figure out whether or not I'm going to be able to make my next meal.
I also think this about RJ, and I'm sorry to jump in here, but I bumped into somebody the other night who knows RJ, all right? And she was a bartender at this event that I went to, and she's a big Tolo. And so when I think of RJ, I just think of RJ's great at everything, right? What? He goes out to the home run derby, he wins that. I mean, he's an amazing athlete. He's golf. Nobody's close to him in golf, right?
Just not at stupid. This station.
So I think of RJ being this beast. And so I meet this lady and she's like, yeah, I'm big time Tolo and I know RJ. I go watch his softball games. I'm like, oh, really? Is he like the best player? Is he like left center field, shortstop, hitting third? She was like, actually, I think he plays first base because his back hurts.
Yeah,
right, like, wait, what?
Yeah, I play first base.
So what is going on with that?
You've never heard his softball philosophy?
No.
Oh, I don't want to get hits. Like, to me, the worst thing is to go 3-for-3 with 3 singles or doubles. I want majestic fly ball outs.
No, I respect that.
That look great. That I can pimp. Like, I can hit it, and I do the hop. Oh, man, that looks good. And I don't even sprint to first or jog to first. I just go to the dugout because know it's going to be an out. Home run or an out.
And give them some of your baseball, your home run sayings.
Well, when you hit a ball, when I get a hold of one, I yell out, get some! You know? Or, I just checked into Nashville, Tennessee! Yeah, you got to yell something like that.
Even on a deep pop out?
Yoga pants. Froyo. You got to yell something out there just to make... Just to make everyone laugh.
You're basically, there's an old SNL character that Billy Crystal used to do called Fernando. It's better to look good than to feel good.
Yep. Yeah.
And you are that, Choppy.
Oh, yeah.
Always got to look good.
Because inside.
Yeah.
Inside, I feel rough.
But you do look good, dude. You don't look 40 at all, man.
Thank you.
You don't.
Thank you.
At least 37.
Happy birthday, Ralph.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. You will hear him Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Cowboys pregame against Miami. Jerry Jones is coming up live at 10:30 to preview the Dolphins. Have a fantastic weekend. Ben and Skin coming up next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.